the scar of age written all over my face. The war is still raging inside of me. I still feel the chill as I reveal my shame to you.
Just heard Like a Tattoo by Sade, and then before that American Girl by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and then before that Brain Damage by Pink Floyd. And yeah, shout out my dad. That was my best picks I could think of. Let me know if I was wrong, Dad, I guess. But yeah, it's been lovely. It's been lovely like it always is. I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. And you're listening to 101.5 UMFM. I'm Avery, and this is In Between It Out Of. And I hope you guys have a lovely, lovely Monday.
Warning, the following program may contain controversial social material. Listener discretion is advised.
Sorry to cut that off. That was awesome. That was like, I didn't catch the name of it. Cabaret Voltaire or something like that. Pretty cool stuff. You're about to witness some pretty cool stuff anyways, so I don't feel that bad. This is a brand new live episode of Post Everything on 101.5 UM FM, coming to you live from the third floor of the University Center, U of M campus. The sun is shining, absolutely beautiful out there if you ignore that wind. I love looking at, here we have the trans pride flag, hung proudly, flying in the air. I'm all for just showing up authentically, just thinking about that on this past trans day of visibility, showing up to things, showing up authentically, being your truest self, no matter how terrifying it is. I think that's true of all people. As long as you're not hurting anybody with who you are, showing up authentically is just awesome. And I'm glad that you're here wherever you are right now listening. I think that takes a lot of guts, no matter how you're showing up, whether it's with fear or with joy in your heart. We got something for both feelings, for both types of people, starting things off a little bit more on the fearful side, maybe darker emotions anyways. I want to call this more stoic and mournful. A band 2 weeks in a row now playing bands with really unfortunate names. Last week we played a track by the Boojums from out in Nova Scotia. I think that's a terrible name. I think some of you might think that's a great name, which is, you know, you're right to have your opinion, but I think it's an awful name, and it's a name so bad that my girlfriend had to stop listening to them because of it. This band is even worse, band from Denmark called P Puke Wolf. I know that's terrible, but don't let it get you away from listening to it. It's this awesome mix of post-rock crescendos and build and emotion and space and hardcore intensity and violence and darkness. One thing I think that post-rock and hardcore have in common is the need for catharsis in certain strains of both, and this has catharsis in spades, even though it is so, like I said, mournful, so dark. So this is the opening two tracks from Puke Wolf's newest record. The record is called Descend. The tracks are called, I think I'm pronouncing this wrong probably, but it's like Bear and Blood. This is Puke Wolf. You're listening to Post Everything, 101.5 UM FM.
kid. Make them cry.
You fools. Here, looking for answers. Daring to think that there are answers. You all look so silly. You're not going to find out anything this way.
I'm saying the same truth.
Cherish these moments for yourself. Break whatever you can't break.
Except me!
Share your mind with someone else. Blow up your heart and disappear.
And be free!
What an incredible climactic moment on that one. That was a Danish band with the unfortunately not awesome name Puke Wolf. A couple of tracks that opened up their newest record called Bear and Blood. It might be Beer or Bear. Anyways, it's got the weird A-E thing on it. So if you know what it sounds like, well, you probably know better than me anyways. It's from their new record, Descend, which I wholeheartedly recommend. Not just to get some, you know, out of North America sort of odd Danish, you know, elsewhere kind of listening going on. International listening, I suppose, but because it's a masterful sort of record that's not just about these awesome climaxes, but about what makes the climaxes worth it, which is huge amounts of tension and release, and boiling beneath that is this deep, deep simmering rage, this heart of darkness, this explosiveness that comes from post-hardcore and emo, I want to say. What an awesome fusion. I don't see it enough, really. I see it in some screamo bands, but elsewhere not as much, sort of the post-rock, post-hardcore fusion Love it. You're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. These next couple of tracks, I think, are more about tension, but that's just half the story. A couple of sort of post-punk, noise rock, punky sort of tracks. Again, all about the tension, even when the mood isn't overly tense, such as on the newest single by another Danish band, Ice Age. We're really getting our Dangcon numbers up. I wish that was a thing. Yeah, another Danish band called Ice Age, who have been in the game for quite a while now, and have made their first absolutely joyful song. Usually they kind of toil in this bitter darkness, but this new track is just light as a feather, ecstatic, borderline danceable art punk music. I've had it on repeat, even though there is a darkness at its core, and it is a very sort of noisy, sort of diffuse sort of track. It's very an odd mix of extremes, but that's what we're all about here on Post Everything. Before that, new track from Stuck that is a bit more of the vitriol, the venom and bitterness that I would expect from Ice Age, called It Isn't, from their newest record. And then finishing things off, song I've been sort of obsessed with from a band called Amateur called Mountain, but more on that later. This is Post Everything, and this is It Isn't by Stuck.
Songs, there's a big
That was a track, once again, that I've been obsessed with, called Mountain, from a band called Amateur, which I was recently recommended and cannot get enough of. Before that, new track by Ice Age in a strangely sort of light mood called Star. And before that, a not-so-light tune from Stuck called It Isn't, from their new record, Optimizer. You're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. I've had this Amateur record on repeat. Depending on where you find it, it's either called Amateur or Amateur Music. That is Amateur spelled A-M-I-T-U-R-E. And at first I couldn't not get enough of it, I guess you would say. It didn't make sense to me, but like all good music, or most good music that I deeply have enjoyed over years and years, it took a while to unfold itself, to reveal itself to me. Repeated listens, deeper listens, something caught me, but I didn't know what it was. There's this odd mix of melody and dissonance and big riffs and very, very quiet moments that are not without their feedback and their strangeness. Sort of reminded me of, and this is probably a very strange comparison, but Chris Isaak singing for Sonic Youth or the Jesus Lizard. Super discordant, but super, super lovely and tender. I think that part of what grabbed me about it was the mood of the whole thing. It was full of yearning, violent, lovelorn yearning, which the kind of yearning that just tears you apart. And it has a quality to it that also draws me to Swans that I think I'd like to call like a violent tenderness. There's like, yeah, it's self-explanatory, I guess. It's super duper tender and gentle, and a little bit meek, but it's just huge sounding and abrasive and gnarly and just kind of disgusting at times. Can't get enough of it either way. Amateur Music, that track was called Mountain, but go check out the rest of the record. Moving on from that, we got some more post-rockish kind of tracks recommended to me by the awesome Instagram page Discount Tano. French guy, so his music taste isn't super North America centered, which is awesome. Recommending music, experimental and strange and alternative music from all over the place, recommended to him. So a little bit of a conduit, a little bit of a roundabout way of saying I really enjoyed these post-rock albums that he recommended on his page and recommend you go listen to them. That's like a five-person relay of recommendation kicking things off. We're in this kind of psych realm now, I guess I should explain, not just straight up post-rock, but there's this definitely a strangeness to it. It's kind of floats, it's atmospheric and drony and ambient, but it sounds not dangerous, but in danger. It's like falling asleep when you're in warm water that's a little bit too deep, falling into a deep sleep or being threatened with sleep while you're driving. Has this kind of narcotic haze to it that I deeply enjoy, even though it kind of scares me in a really good way. Kicking things off is Geologist with their track Tonic, following that up with Winnipeg's Zune, new track called One Too Many Nights, produced by another Winnipeg legend, J. Riley Hill. This one is in weirdly edgy territory for Zune, which I like a lot. It's not so floaty, not as much floaty as it is a little bit on edge, a little bit maybe out of its mind. After that, another great Winnipeg band lost to the sands of time called The Ineffable, track called Eight, which is, surprise, surprise, the eighth track on the record, Serious Dogs. This is Post Everything on UMFM. This is Tonic by Geologist.
Oh,
That was a long forgotten, hopefully not forgotten, Winnipeg band called The Ineffable with their track 8 from their Odds and Ends collection, Serious Dogs. Before that, new single by Zune from an upcoming record, song called One Too Many Nights. And before that, Geologist, a side project of one of the members of Animal Collective, with a track called Tonic from their newest record. Absolutely fantastic stuff. Can I get a pack of Camel Lights, which is a bit nonsensical, but it somehow encapsulates the music really, really well. You're listening now to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. Super excited for this upcoming Zune record. I've been waiting a long time, it feels like, for this. I think their last record, which I forget how to pronounce, which is awful. I know it's an Ojibwe word or Anishinaabe. Check it out. Great record. But it came out 4 years ago, and it's been a long time, it feels like. I was expecting maybe 2-3 years, but it's been a solid 4 or 5. And all the tracks that they've previewed from the upcoming record sound so, so great. At this past Real Love Summerfest, this last, I guess, July going into August, they only played new songs, I guess, to prime us, get us ready. It was a bit of a confusing set in that sense, but I'm so ready for it. There's one track in particular that I really love, called Fend for Yourself Fridays, that's just out of this world sounding, just absolutely ethereal. It lacks a bit of this weird edge that this last one had, this kind of rolling tide feeling, this seasick feeling, but it's a bit more rock feeling than I would have expected from them anyways. All around, lots of exciting stuff. They've been working with Lee Ronaldo, collaborating with lots, so it's bound to be fantastic anyways. They're releasing it around May, and they're doing taking part in an Art City fundraiser as part of that release, which is all around fantastic stuff. We're gonna keep things pretty edgy and hazy and a little bit weird and unsettling, though toning things a couple shades darker, going into some darker territory, but almost more gentle territory, more terrestrial sounding, less of the air and the space and the sky, and more in the ground, in the world around us, rooted in our real life and real life experiences. Though all music is like that, this is especially like that. It draws quite a bit from folk and Americana, although it's like goth tinged, atmospheric and drone-y, and I cannot emphasize enough, quite dark, and it has this very off-kilter feel to it that it wouldn't sound out of place outside of a Radiohead song, say. Starting things off, a singer from the West Coast named Aura Kogan, track called Limits from their newest record, Hard Hearted Woman, and after that, a song I've been absolutely in love with from... I almost called it a classic. It's 7 years old, but, you know, great, great, borderline legendary record, Emma Ruth Rundle, with the title track, sort of title track, from their 2019 record, Dark Horse. This is Aura Kogan from BC, with Limits, and you're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. Stay. That was the fantastic Emma Ruth Rundle, who can do dark, gothic Americana and crazy, crazy post-metal with the exact same amount of ease. That was a track called Dark Horse from their record, I believe, On Dark Horses, sort of title track. Before that, British Columbian artist Ora Kogan, another great dark folk track, Limits, from her newest album, Hard Hearted Woman. Right now you're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UM FM, but not for very long. As you all know, I'm only here till 5 p.m., so let's make the most of it. Ending things off with a recent transplant to Winnipeg, a singer only known as Earth Angel, making lovelorn, yearning indie rock music with a little bit of twang, a little bit of dreaminess to it. You can catch them at some upcoming shows, but their newest single, or only single, I suppose, Blue Hour, is an absolute stunner. So for now, this has been Post Everything, 101.5 UM FM. Go into this week with grace and anger in equal measure. Take what you want, but that's an awful, awful thing to say. So I'm going to say, try your hardest, do your best, be kind, be cool, be awesome, be you. I'll catch you next week, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. every Monday, so don't touch that dial. This is Earth Angel with Blue Hour.
Yeah. This is Luke Rathborn. Hello, Winnipeg. You are listening to UMFM 101.5, and I just got caught by a UFO.
Here's Lemieux. The center penalty coming up. Look at Lemieux. Oh, my goodness. What a goal. What a move. Lemieux. Oh, baby. Here's a mistake and a cruel puck right.